The new health care reform law, signed by President Obama, aims to improve Americans' access to health care, especially the millions who have no health insurance. However, the law excludes one specific group of people, undocumented immigrants, who make up about 11% of the U.S. population. Consuela, an undocumented Latino student at Washington High School on the city's west side, describes her family's difficulties of accessing health care here.
At this point, I know we have Medicaid, but it's only emergency. We don't have any type of insurance.
Consuela, a senior, remembers being turned away by doctors in hospitals when she was younger.
I remember my mom crying because she thought I wasn't going to be healthy, and I had to get surgery soon, so she was really scared. It's really difficult because you never know what your health is going to be like in like 1 year or the next year. Mm-hmm. So my main concern is to at least get checkups every 6 months or something.
Insurance coverage is not the only barrier that immigrants face in America's confusing healthcare system. Esther Pimentel is a natural helper at Shalom Healthcare Center on the west side of Indianapolis. She assists new immigrants and their families in accessing medical care.
The main reason that they receive less services is because of trust and language barrier. Most of the parents, immigrant parents, if they don't trust an individual, they would not go to that location or they would not even try to go out of their comfort level to get the medical that they need.
Cindy Gamero, a Latino senior also at Washington High School, said that even though she has her documents and health insurance, she still faces many problems trying to get proper medical care.
Even though I'm a citizen and I'm required to have some in a way, it's hard because like usually now it depends on your parents, how their income. So if they have a good income, basically you don't get that Medicaid. Right now I do, but it was hard to get it.
While Indianapolis may be becoming more culturally sensitive, many immigrants face additional obstacles, especially when it comes to their families. Again, Esther Pimentel.
Not all immigrants have the legal documentation here in the United States. They don't trust a medical location, a hospital, a clinic, or any care facility that they might feel that that's not a place to go. And when you talk about trust, it can be trust medically, that they don't trust doctors to treat their children or their family member, or trust when it comes to legal documents.
Because of these barriers, Consuela said that few individuals in the Latino community recognize the importance of preventative care. It's common for members to seek medical care only when it's absolutely necessary, and often at the point when it's most expensive.
I have seen people that care more about groceries and that are, well, the bills go first, the rent goes first, and then we can worry about other stuff. That's how I see it. But I think it's very important because you never know.
Immigrants who have papers will be able to take advantage of the new healthcare reform. However, for the millions of people who are currently uninsured due to their illegal immigrant status, they will not benefit from expanded Medicaid options or the government subsidies. For Y Press, I'm Min Chow.